In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is Trinity Sunday, and we worship God, three persons in one God, and this is the definition of Trinity, and this is at the heart of all that we believe. And it is an essential mark of true Christianity, for we follow Christ, and Christ has made it clear that there are three persons in one God. And this was something that we must take very seriously. In the early days of the church, it was something that they were willing to die for. And I wish to relate to you the instance in the life of Saint Barbara, who lived when the church was under persecution. And as a young girl, she secretly converted to Christianity. Her father was a pagan, and her father was having, I believe, a house built, and in her room there were going to be two windows. But while her father was away, she told the workers to make three windows in honor of the Trinity. She wanted three windows. And so when the father returned and saw three windows when there should have only been two, he concluded that his daughter must have become a Christian. He hauled his own daughter before the criminal court and accused her of being a Christian. She was locked up and tortured, and she would not denounce the faith. She boldly admitted that she believed in Christ, that she was a Christian. She was condemned to death, and her own father beheaded her because she believed in the Trinity. And it is said shortly after, her father was struck by lightning and killed. But I make this emphasis of St. Barbara because she died defending the Holy Trinity. Our entire life is surrounded by the Trinity. We were baptized in the name of the Trinity. Our sins are absolved in the confessional with the Trinity. We receive the Trinity in Holy Communion. Each and every sacrament, each and every prayer is focused on the Trinity. This is the worship that belongs to God, knowing that God is three persons in one God, all co-eternal, co-equal, all as one. And when we pray, it is essential that we invoke the Trinity. When we begin our prayers, we begin with the sign of the cross. When we end with the sign of the cross. And I must ashamedly remind people so often that when you're making the sign of the cross, you are not chasing flies away. This is something serious. You are making a profession of your faith. You're calling upon the Trinity to hear your prayers. I emphasize to children at the retreat how they should piously genuflect the respect that we must show our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, that the church is the house of God. But it seems tragic that I must come and tell people, grown adults, that they must show some reverence, they should show some piety in their prayers. And what are you afraid of? That your neighbor is going to look at you askance? That they're going to whisper? Where's the courage that St. Barbara had? Why do we not embrace that courage of St. Barbara to say, I'm willing to die in defense of God, in defense of the truth. I'm willing to die for the Trinity. And so I encourage you at every prayer to make the sign of the cross with piety, with devotion, deliberately, and think of the Trinity, because this is who we are praying to. This is who we are invoking. This is who we are honoring and worshiping, not some other God, but the Blessed Trinity. And so I say to you, when you pray, Take the time. There's no need to hurry. This simple sign of the cross is a prayer in itself. Let us do it well. And let us learn from the saints that there is nothing to fear. Even if they kill us, they will only be sending us to heaven. We must not be afraid to die for Christ, because Christ was not afraid to die for us. And so I simply say to you, before you pray, after you pray, take your left hand and put it on your breast in a comfortable position. And with your right hand, touch your forehead in the name of the Father. Touch your breast below your hand and of the Son. Touch your left shoulder and then move to your right shoulder and of the Holy Ghost and fold your hands nicely. Palms together, fingers pointed up. Your right thumb crossed over your left thumb. And then begin your prayer. Because now you have honored the Trinity. You have honored God. And let that be the way you begin your prayer. Especially if you wish to be heard. You want God to hear your prayer. Address Him politely. Address Him correctly. If you are not interested in praying to God well, why do you think He would be interested in answering your prayer well? Show Him the greatest reverence, the greatest respect, the greatest devotion that we can possibly muster, with the greatest piety, even though we are miserable sinners. We can still come piously before God. We can still pay Him this honor. And we should do so at every moment, several times a day. It is never out of place to make the sign of the cross and call upon the Trinity. With this, I will say, have courage, go forth into this world, and do not be afraid. Take inspiration from St. Barbara. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.